now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers, the radio show where you can find help and hope with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, with love, laughter, and lessons learned, because you know I have a lot of all that stuff, right?
You do, Lenny.
And with me, as always, is my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Good afternoon.
How you doing, honey?
Good. Beautiful out.
Beautiful out. And yesterday was the big event.
Oh, it was wonderful.
The big event, my granddaughter's wedding. And I am so delighted. It was a lovely wedding, and I got to officiate the wedding, which was very, very nice. And have family from out of town. You know, a lot of people cancel because of the coronavirus and things happen. I mean, Devin's grandmother flew in 2 days ago and flew out the next day. Because she was just had a friend who was sick, and she was fearful. Mm. But we had a wonderful time, and I got a little sassy and tripped and hurt my gully.
Well, you were dancing up a storm.
I was dancing a lot. I couldn't help it. I was having fun.
And we're supposed to say something about Happy Pie Day.
Happy Pie Day.
For Heidi.
Yes, today's Pie Day. Not P-I-E. The other pie.
Yeah.
But I want to give a shout out to our newest listeners. We have Juliana in Punta Gorda, Marianne in St. Pete, and Ramona in Tampa.
Welcome, ladies.
Yes, like I say, there's always room around the Connecting Caregivers table for new listeners. The fabulous thing being, if you don't listen to us live on the radio, you can listen to us on Apple iTunes and YouTube and Facebook and pretty soon iHeartRadio. So we just want to get out there because I really want to get information out to caregivers.
We're that going is, big time.
We are big time. but it's all good. So I have some special guests on the show today. We have Kathy Roberts-Blair from KRB Move Management. So glad you're here today.
Thank you, Linda. Glad to be here.
Talk about how we can help some of our seniors and our caregivers. And then Jen Moy, who's getting to be like a regular around here. I don't know.
I'm going to want to get paid soon.
Exactly.
Yeah, get in line. Thanks for having me.
We're so glad you're here today. And then we also have Mary Lynn Wilkin.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Glad. So Mary Lynn and Jen are going to talk to us on the second half of the show. You know how we talk about the Vox stuff, but we're going to talk about some other things like brain mapping.
Mm. That's very interesting.
Which I think that
looking forward
is
to hearing
very cool.
About it.
You know, anytime I can come across any kind of product that can help people without drugs is just so huge, because I see some of the biggest issues of all with my caregivers and with the people they're caring from is too much medication.
Mm-hmm.
Too much medication, and we're not getting better. We're just doping ourselves up. And that's really bad
and
stuff.
And interactions between all the drugs.
Yeah. I do want to say one thing, because I don't want to get on the whole coronavirus thing, but I did get an email from the Pinellas County government asking me to talk to you guys about two different scams. So there's one scam where an email is claiming to be from the CDC, and it's saying if you want more updates on what's going on right now, click on this link. Don't click on the link. It's bad. You're going to mess up your whole computer. And then there's another one where they're offering online they're offering vaccinations for the coronavirus. There is no vaccination that's going to work. And that's another thing, too. You're going to click on a link or so you're going to send money to somebody for something, and it's not good. So I'm very grateful to Pinellas County government for keeping me updated what's going on so I can let you guys know what's going on. So, Kathy, let's chat a little bit.
Okay.
Tell us about your company, what you do, and how you started, and why you do it.
Oh, so I'm a senior move manager. My company is KRB Move Management. Started really with my parents. 2005, my dad had a stroke, time to move out of the family home. It was the most arduous process to try to do that, to get mom moved out of the family home and dad into the new community. And over time, then moved in-laws and, you know, friends and myself, and realized people could use help with the process. And so started KRB Move Management in 2017, and the need is great.
Yeah.
The need is great. People are so appreciative, grateful for help with the process. Moving is one of the top three, you know, most stressful events in people's lives.
Yeah.
So if my compassionate, kind, competent team can help make that happen,
Because it's a very emotional event.
Very
it's
much.
Not just, you know, there's a big emotion to the point. Just the physical part of moving is one thing. Mm-hmm. But it's your space. It's where you've been. It's your stuff. I'm sure you
memories.
Know a lot about everybody's stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We love the stories. You know, people are always like, you don't want to hear our stories. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we love what we do.
Yeah.
You know,
it takes a long time to get them to part with things.
You know, it really, the process that we use starting with a floor plan really helps it along because it's the reality check. This is where you're going and this is what will fit into the space. So once we do that, then we can start talking about what are the most important things to you.
Okay.
And how can we build a life around those important things? Sometimes it's the dining room table. They want that over a couch, right? And
right.
if that's what they want, then guests can come see you around the dining room table. So
that's just always fun.
It is.
I like sitting around the table.
Right. Yeah. So we try to really work with the customers and their families to determine what's most important to them and to get those things over. And then it becomes easier to part with the things. And we always say, it's not in the thing. The memories are not in the things.
That's
they're
right.
in your heart. They're in your head.
Right.
And
that's why the only thing I'll never give up is my pictures.
Right. Yes.
I have a closet when you walk in my house, and it's photo albums from, but they're all labeled every year.
Yes.
I'll never part with that because all the memories are there.
Right.
You know, the vase or the whatever is just something else.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'd have a hard time.
Yeah, maybe with some stuff too. Yeah,
those are
different.
Your special things, Lynn. Right. So we'd work around your vase.
But you know what? You don't collect a lot of junk.
No, I'm not a collector.
She doesn't.
But when my husband, when he was not well, he said, "Let's go in the motorhome full time."
Hmm.
I said, "Well, you better have two of them because my stuff better be following."
But it was funny. A couple weeks ago, my grandson, we were over, him and I stopped over Lynn's house for something. I don't know what it was. And he came in. He goes, "He's 7. This is the cleanest house I ever saw in my life." But she doesn't have any clutter or anything. You know, she has a lot of white couch. You know. The cleanest house I ever saw in my life, Grandma.
And then he peeked in the shower to make sure that was clean.
He thought you were snoring in the closet.
The only one that was in that bathroom is me. In her house. And I go in there later and I see the shower curtains move. So I know he was in there checking out her towel. I think that's hysterical.
That is funny.
That is pretty
funny.
Oh. So how does the process happen? How does it begin? So someone's mm-hmm. thinking, okay, it might be time for mom to downsize.
Mm-hmm.
It might, mom needs to move into a condo or a community or a mobile home park, you know, somewhere where there's other people.
Mm-hmm. It starts with a consultation. So we always do a complimentary consultation. We come out and talk about where they'd like to go, what they'd like to take. If they're further along in the process, we can start measuring things to see how it's going to work in the new space. And then from there, we get a plan together. You know, what's the deadline? I always say to folks, if they create an urgent deadline, that's what adds the stress.
Yes.
You know, if we can kind of map it out
yeah.
and try to take some of that urgency away, it takes a lot of the stress away. So so that we try to create a reasonable move plan, work with the movers. So our role is really the sorting, the packing, the unpacking, and the settling. And right in the middle, the movers come, and they move the furniture, and they move the boxes that we've packed. So we work in tandem with others. And yesterday, I did a move where I worked with a cleaning company, and I worked with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Yay, Kim Bauer. And so sometimes it's working with partners to make
yes.
what needs to happen happen. So we stay in our lane. This is what we do.
Right.
We help people get relocated, and we work with great partners. A lot of questions we get are about what to do with the stuff that doesn't fit.
Yeah.
And in that regard, I work with estate sale people and antique dealers, and they take care of
the process.
I got to
hook up with Brett Kennedy.
Yeah, I know,
do,
I know. I know that
you
Kennedy
know
brothers,
Brett?
Yep.
They're great guys.
Yeah, they are good people.
Yeah.
So we try to handhold, do what needs to happen to get them comfortably and happily to their space. And I love, you know, the best case scenario is when they come in and they say, "This feels just like home."
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
we've done exactly, and especially when someone has cognitive issues
yeah.
and
oh,
we're
yeah.
concerned about, we relocate everything exactly, you know, if we can, everything in the curio, everything in the, try to recreate the space so when they come in, they're not relearning and they can come in and kind of feel
and
really
feel comfort.
Comfortable. Right.
right. And feel that comfort.
Right. right. Although our priority is safety. So that's part of our role, too,
yeah.
is
yeah.
to say you can't bring more than will allow you to navigate
right.
the space with your walker.
Yeah.
And we always say, even if you're not using a walker wheelchair now, you might.
Yeah.
So let's
yeah, you
let's
probably,
prepare for that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and do you, like, encourage people, let's give some of your stuff away now to your family,
yes.
now to your, because I find that when you could give it to them when you're still alive.
It's awesome.
You know, and then you go to their house and you see that pretty vase on the table that you gave them. You know, you can kind of appreciate that. And then there's like a lot less bickering and
absolutely
stuff that can happen.
And so we always say, you know, part of the presentation that I do in community is when I'm encouraging people to make this decision is find joy in the process, right? And if you can tell stories about things that you're giving to people, how wonderful is that? They know where it came from and how it came to be. And I also, so one of the great stories recently, we moved a customer who had a room full of Yadros, right? There's not a great market.
Like, me and Lynn like those.
Yes. Yeah. There's not a great market for selling them.
No.
And she was, And she was moving to Colorado, and so she was trying to limit what she was taking. So everyone who visited her got a Yadro, you know, to say goodbye. And she would look at, like, isn't that neat?
Does she have any left?
No. She's gone. She's gone. The other thing that people are doing that I really love is they're having downsizing parties. I've heard of this.
Tell me.
Yes. So they invite people over, neighbors, friends, and everyone who leaves gets to take a crystal goblet with them or something. They put out items. So
That's interesting.
Yeah. So people are taking, so they're inviting people in and saying, enjoy my things. They're not going with me. But of course, donation is, we always say, you know, you've had an opportunity to use this. Now someone else will have that opportunity.
Right.
And you've gotten a lot of joy out of it for many years.
Yeah, so because I have to say to people sometimes, you know, nobody wants your stuff.
It's a hard conversation.
But as much as you like it, you know, and it means something to you, you don't want that UPS away and then it goes like in the garbage or somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, if you can give it to them, you can donate. What happens all the time, especially when I have support groups where the men are in the support groups and the wife passes away, the call I get is, do you like Hummels, Linda?
I love that. We moved a home with 400 Hummels. It was in one curio cabinet. And my employee packed it up one day, and the next day they unpacked it exactly as it was. And
Wow. And, I can't even do that when I clean mine.
I know. So, I mean, that's the beauty of what we do in the... I have an amazing team.
Do you have to take photos?
We do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And sometimes they'll see us on our phone because we're looking at the photo to see where does this little guy go?
Yeah,
where is
this? Really?
Great.
Yeah. But it makes the process very streamlined. Absolutely.
And so tell us about your team of employees.
Oh, amazing.
And so how many people do you have that work with?
11. I have 11. And they're phenomenal. They're just, makes me weepy. They're really...
Well, I tell you, the woman yesterday at the wedding who was one of the wait staff was my very first employee in New York when I used to own a Molly Maid franchise.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And she was my very first employee.
And what a delightful.
Oh, what a delightful. And her son, Kenny, I remember going to his christening.
Wow.
You know,
that's a long
took
history.
Her, my husband took, taught her how to drive because when she came to work for us, she didn't drive.
Wow.
So, you know, your employees are important to you.
Yes.
And I'm so glad that I have the opportunity to keep in touch with some people that, you know, I worked with a long time ago and then we worked together. Was really...
Yeah.
But you have to be a special type of person because I'm the type of person that's like, get rid of it, get rid of it.
No.
I'm a great one to get rid of stuff.
Yeah.
And I know that they want to...
Well, each of them has a different personality that my team leads, and I try to pair them up with the right person because some need that. Here we go. We're doing this.
Yeah,
we're doing it this way.
I'm that way.
And some need the... You know, well, let's talk about that. You know, the, and
talk
so
later.
I try to connect the right person to the right lead, and I'm pretty good at it.
You know,
I have one from New Jersey who's, you know, she's a perfect for a lot of my New York, New Jersey.
New
right.
Jersey people.
They speak the same language, so so they do.
Different like the Canadians.
Yes, right. Resources and right.
And like, sometimes you need something that's just going to move you along.
Right.
You know, I was doing a project it's 2 years ago now for Tom. For my husband, I was making a video of our life and stuff. Well, it's so hard for me to... I have all those pictures in those albums. So I would invite my daughter over, my granddaughter. I said, come hang with me tonight and let's pick pictures. And we would take like 2 hours on one album.
Right?
Remember that?
I know.
Well, now we're getting like to a deadline.
Yeah.
She comes over one day. 10 minutes each album. No crying, no stories. Let's get going.
Sometimes you need that. A taskmaster.
And we did.
Right? Yeah.
But she let me say stories when it was pictures of her and her husband.
Oh, that's different.
Those are different. Good stories.
Yeah, right? So it's awesome.
So where do you think a person would start? Let's say... what kind of conversation am I going to have with mom before I call you to come for an estimate about where to go next? How do we broach those conversations?
Yeah, and we always say, you know, it's, again, couched in safety. Mom, I'm worried about you. You know, you're not doing the stairs as well as you used to. I worry about you falling. We talk about falling a lot. All of us talk about falling a lot. And we say, you know, when you fall... you know, it's a downward spiral, Mom. We can't let that happen. And maybe they've already fallen, right? So that's a conversation. And I'm going to call someone in who's going to help you with the process. We're going to bring the things you love, and we're going to make it fit, and we're going to keep you safe. So I'd like you to be open to, I'd like you to be open to a conversation with Kathy Blair and her team. They do this every day. We do every day, every different scenario. We go to a variety of different places. They can take the stress out of this for us. You and I can have some fun while the team comes in and make this happen for you. You're going to get over to your new place with as little stress as possible. This is going to be the best move you've ever had.
And there's probably some people that are ready to go, let's do it.
There are some.
Like, I'm ready to get rid of some of this stuff.
Absolutely.
I'm ready for my next chapter.
I feel lighter when I give stuff away.
Truly.
Yeah.
And so many people say that. Yeah.
I always say clutter is visual noise.
Yes.
I can't be surrounded. I can't go in somebody's house where there's like too much stuff all over the place. I feel like I can't concentrate. I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel comfortable working. You know what I mean? And that's another thing too that you talk a lot about, organizing. And let's talk a little bit about that.
Right. So that's called aging in place. And so that's another path that we take. So this is someone who really wants to stay at home. And the family is on board with that. But we got to make that place safe.
Right.
So we have to clear the pathways. We have to make sure they can get to the bathroom. We have to make sure they have the bars they need.
Too?
I know, but I connect with people who do. But we make the recommendations, right? I mean, this bathroom is unsafe as is. Let's figure out. And then we call in our other resources, right? Good friends will make those accommodations. But we will go in and really clearing the clutter, right? Clearing the closets, the bathrooms, making sure they have clear pathways. So that is
when
an option.
When I see those packs of 55 magazines next to their chair, I just see them falling.
We
just grab it and go.
Yes.
You know?
National Geographic from the 70s. We've been in that house. So, yeah, there are ways that people can stay home and be safe. And maybe if affordability is not an option, then they would have care, you know, people coming in to support them. So that is an option, and we do work with that. And we do work with non-seniors, too. I mean, just people who need help with the organizational process.
Hoarders?
That's what she's good at.
Not hoarders. Hoarding is a mental illness. And we walk in, and my sign is when I walk in and we're stepping over McDonald's wrappers. I know that this is something that's beyond our ability.
Yeah.
You know, we need to call in a social worker. We need to call in someone who understands.
Yeah.
And I just met Matt Paxton from the Hoarding Show at our conference. and he's doing a show now, not to give him a plug, but called The Legacy List, which is exactly what we do when we come in. And he's determining what items the family wants. What's the legacy list? What items do you want?
That's a good way to put it.
Yes, the legacy list. And then he takes these items and finds homes for them. And he helps the family completely empty a family home. It's a fascinating show. But anyway, it highlights, and he said to us, when you find these people, let me know. I'm looking for, his show just was picked up, and it's actually going to other, PBS is still, he has another season coming.
Very cool.
Like, I need people. I'm like, we got them. Because the people's lives are amazing. Just amazing what we encounter.
And when you see, when you clean up stuff, when your stuff is in order, when you know where your stuff is. One time I went on a trip to Ireland with my mom, and I was in the party business at the time, catering, decorating, and all this stuff. And I have this huge wall-to-wall closet in my office that was scary, very scary. I went to Ireland with my mother. I came home. She picked every single thing out of every single cabinet. Everything was in a box with a label, with shelves, everything. Even now, she comes over and checks me. Like, I do my closet. I got it all color-coded, but I started getting a little sloppy. So she comes home and she's like, Lenny?
No wonder you're her best friend. Now I get it.
You know, I didn't tell you this, but yesterday Stephanie, your sister's staying with me, and she wanted to borrow a purse, so I have a big thing that says purses, and I pull it down. Mouse dropping. So how clean is my house?
Your house is the cleanest house I ever saw in my life.
But Chip set up a trap for me, and then he checks it for me. I'm petrified.
Maybe
it's
a really
he said it's a really small one. I said, I don't care. Is it bigger than this?
She freaks out if a chameleon comes in her house. Well, don't open the door, Lynn. Watch out when you're going in. One of those little guys might come in here.
I have a mouse.
Especially with Stephanie there. That's
he probably went out because it was cold. We had a lot of cold weather, and I'm in a mobile home. They can get in.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so I want to go back. So how do you price your services?
Okay, so that's why I always do a complimentary consultation, because everyone is different.
Yes.
You know, I'll get a call. What do
you get a feel, too, when you're there.
Right, right. And also, you know, I try to estimate based on what I see during that complimentary consultation. And I always tell people, if you get motivated or family comes in, nothing motivates like an estimate, you know. You know, if you get motivated, that is perfectly fine. If we come back and we do less, we just bill you less. But I'm going to look at what we need to do, and I'm going to give you a realistic estimate of what it's going to take to get to goal. Because that's our hope, is we got to get to the point where the movers come in and we're ready to go. And we label everything, everything goes, and we make the mover's job much easier, because everything things labeled by room and place. And so I spend a lot of time on the front end to make sure that the end result is very smooth and seamless. So cost really is a, you know, it can be, it really depends on the house and it is, we have an hourly rate, but then looking at the big picture, it's different for every single customer.
Well, how long does an average process take?
Well, I mean, for people who've already downsized, and so they're already in maybe a two-bedroom condo, we can pack it up in a day, and then mover comes the next day in the morning, moves it over, and then that afternoon we unpack them. It can happen in 2 days.
Right. Or anything like that.
If they're sorting, I mean, we've worked with a customer for 3 months who has had 65 years of accumulation. Actually, it was 45 years, but an only child married to an only child, if you can imagine, and kids all out of state. So everything in there needed to be, and it was pulling everything out of closets. She raised 4 children in the home. So pulling everything out of closets, we lay it all out and making those decisions. Really, the most arduous and expensive part of the process is sorting. You know, making those decisions about what will stay, what will go to charity, what will be sold. That is the most arduous part. So that's sometimes where you run up the hours. And we try to be patient, but we also try to move it along. Here we go.
But you must have some great stories.
Oh, they're amazing. And people's lives. So
you just never know.
Oh,
right?
My gosh. And, you know, we talk about that all the time, that we have, it's such a privilege to really be in people's lives the way we are and see how they've gotten to this point in their lives. You know?
But right now we need to hear from our wonderful sponsors, because you know the deal. If we don't hear from them, you don't hear from me, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Thanks, Linda.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211. In Pasco, call 813-280-4383 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents and they can help yours too.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute, take a deep breath, sit down, close your eyes if possible, and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
You know what's something really cool? I got an email the other day from this woman, and she said, I have the caregiver affirmation hanging in my bathroom, and I also put it in my guest bathroom, and when people come to see it, it gives them a little idea what she's going through. But another woman, she's a caregiver for 4 children, 4 foster children, and she needs help too. I mean, we deal with all sorts of caregivers, all different things. And she said, so I went over her house and I saw that and I said, you know, I need to make myself a little list of that, because many times we have people that want to help us, but if we can't give them any direction on how to help us, they're not going to be able to help us. Mm-hmm. And then we're, you know, whining and crying, nobody's helping me because we said no to everybody or we didn't have an answer. So caregivers, it's so important to just take that little bit of time to sit down and make a list of some things that you can accept help with. And just remember, too, to be specific. Because if you say, come over, can you come over one day and spend some time with my loved one? One day doesn't happen. When's one day? But if you say, can you come over on Wednesday at 2 o'clock, that really happens. So please think about that, because your loved one wants you to care for yourself, too. They want you around to be able to care for them and to be with them. And that's really important. You know, I see a lot with my sister and my sister-in-law. My brother's here visiting. My brother has Parkinson's. And she's a caregiver. She's got, you know, a lot to do. And we don't think about that all the time. So now we're going to talk about some wonderful technology that can help caregivers and the people they're taking care of. You guys know what a big proponent I am of Vox. In fact, my website is caregivers.voxlife.com. But we're going to talk about the Vox, and we're going to talk about a little brain mapping. Mm-hmm. So why don't you introduce us to your buddy here.
Yeah. So this is the lovely Mary Lynn Wilkin. And I'm just so, I was so excited to meet Mary Lynn back, what was
a month and a half ago or so.
So
Mary Lynn works with the Good News Doctor, Dr. Mark DeBrinket, who is being very instrumental in not only collecting data for studies that we're doing with VoxLife, but actually being able to prove that there is something happening in the brain, and the long-term studies are just being finalized now. So Dr. Mark started with us about 2.5 years ago, and I've been wearing the technology for 3.5 years. So that first year, we were just basically going on how we feel, right? Yeah. But when you see it in red and green, I was going to say black and white, but it's red and green. it's, you know, it really proves that there's positive things happening in the brain when you wear the technology.
And we have to remember, the brain runs the body.
That's right, exactly.
The brain runs the body.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do all the exercises you want, you can eat well, but if you're not taking care of your brain, that's the stem of everything.
Yeah, that's right.
If your brain's running well, your body's running well.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And so Dr. Mark he lives in Colorado, so the chances of me getting a brain map you know, weren't that great. And then Mary Lynn is a brain mapping technician. She isn't actually the doctor that reads the maps and things like that, but she does the process of brain mapping and puts all the package together. So so that was great.
It was a great connection to make, and the chances of us being here at
the same time,
somebody so heavily involved in Vox, and me working for Dr. Mark, it was just...
So Mary Lynn is right in St. Pete's.
Yeah.
And anyone can do a brain map if they just contact Mary Lynn. But I was so excited this week, I had my brain mapped.
And how was your brain?
There is a brain.
We discovered one.
Surprise.
But Mary Lynn and I were just talking about, she was reviewing my results, which I don't officially have my results yet. But one thing that I wondered about back when I was 15 years old, living in Canada, there's a lot of hockey that goes on, and what do girls do? They go hang out at the hockey arena to watch the boys play. And when I was 15, I was standing outside the arena, and somebody took a slap shot, and the puck hit me right in the
head. Oh, my God.
And Mary Lynn just confirmed that it shows I had a brain injury.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, and what's interesting about it is, you know, Dr. Mark and I were talking last night, and he said, you know, he's finalizing her results, but he said, I can see she had a brain injury where the impact was, and I just pointed to her, and she's like, interesting. Yeah. That's right where it was. And what he can also see is where the other side of the brain will then hit the skull and the impact. So you have two spots.
Oh, yeah.
You'll have the blue area will show where the brain injury is, and then there's a red area that'll show the corresponding site that hit the inside of the skull. So it was interesting. It kind of confirmed what Jen had thought. But one good thing Dr. Mark mentioned was because she's been wearing the technology so long that she has a very healthy brain. And if she had not been wearing the technology as long, he probably would have seen a more drastic difference.
Not
because what
healthy.
We did was, yeah, we did a map with her first without her technology.
Right.
And 10 seconds later, patch on. And she did have a change. She had a 24% change. And, but a lot of times we see between like 36 to 40%. Once the technology's
I'll take them more.
So,
whatever I can get, I'm taking.
Yeah. So he's like, you can tell she's been wearing the technology a while because the gray matter cortex was so healthy.
Well, Terry had his brain map like years ago, and now, because this was your first time.
Correct.
So now he's going to get his and see.
So he has had his brain map in early days, and Terry was a hockey player growing up, so lots of head injuries, lots of body injuries and things like that. And Terry has now had a brain map 8 months after. So he's going to call in very shortly and share his results.
Yeah, I think that's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have to think so much of our brain health, and we don't think of our brain health. We think of our body health. When we think of our brain health, we think of doing a crossword puzzle. Okay, that's part of it, yes, but that's not all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the most important thing. And then, so why would someone normally come to you for a brain mapping?
Oh, there's...
Not just like us, we want to see how good our Vox is.
Right.
You
well,
know,
I mean,
like,
we see people from children with a, you know, the parents are upset that it's not focused in class, ADD, to what made me think of you guys and what you're talking about is I've been a caregiver also. And I watched my grandmother with sleepless nights, anxiety, depression, you know, sundowners to dementia, of course. And so a lot of loved ones will come on behalf of their parents and say, you know, I'm actually working with some people out in Arizona right now, and I know Susie's listening, so hi, Susie.
Hi, Susie.
And, you know, the son was concerned about the mother, so brought her in, and the brain map showed some anxiety, and she's like, but I'm not anxious. But how do you know? You know, so it was kind of funny. But and so, you know, the brain, like we said, controlling the body, the sleep, the depression, right. And sometimes I know they have the elderly with the short-term memory come in. They can remember what happened in 1955 with their land deal, but they don't know
what they had for
what
breakfast.
So this, it's a range of things.
So this machine not only can measure the function in the brain, 19 different channels, zeros down into very small areas, but also is used as a treatment. With something called neurofeedback.
Okay, so tell us about that.
You have your initial brain map, which is a QEEG, and that measures the brain waves, and it'll show where deficiencies are. And the next thing we do is come up with a protocol. So once you've kind of isolated the issue that you're having, we come up with the protocol, and we can train that area of the brain to help, you know, recreate some of those synapses firing again.
How do you do
again.
That, though? Like
it's through a reward system. So we do it in a fun way with the brain neurofeedback, you know, brain technology we use. And they watch a movie, and it's helping to, with a reward system, reconnect those synapses in a specific area that we're focused on. So you sit, you watch the movie, and audio fades in and out, the visual fades in and out. And by focusing on that, and it creates a reward system. Hmm. It's hard to explain, but you're watching it and you're focused on it, and you are creating the screen stays brighter longer, or the volume stays more consistent longer. It's rewarding the brain, so it's opening those synapses.
So, and I think part of it is just has to do with your concentration, though, too, right?
Right. So it's like you're training the brain.
You're going to get hooked up on a machine, and it's going to make a difference.
One of the good analogies I like to use is like playing the guitar. You never played the guitar before. So your right hand's learning one thing, and your left hand's learning to strum, and you're trying to learn to read the sheet music. Mm-hmm. Pretty soon, you do a little more training. Oh, all of a sudden, the right hand's playing, and your left hand's strumming. You don't even realize it.
Right.
Next thing you know, you can play a song. And while you're even talking to people, so it's training those synapses to fire.
Yeah. Now, you don't use any medications or anything, do you?
Oh, no, everything's all natural.
Everything's
and it's
all
not
natural.
A lot of people think, well, I don't want the electric in my brain. It's not even electric.
Yeah, explain to us a little bit, because somebody said to me, well, how do they do that?
It's the brain waves.
But they, like, put some little things on your head, right?
So you put the cap on.
It's a cap.
So if we're training 01, 02, that would be occipital. That would be in the back. They gel the back area, and just two sensor sites. That acts as a conductor.
Uh-huh.
So your brain is watching and getting feedback from the movie you're watching, plus the fading, plus the audio.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's rewarding the brain through the concentration.
Interesting.
And, yeah.
Do we have a caller on the line? Hello.
Hello, lady.
Hello, my friend. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Linda?
Trying to fire up my brain a little bit after the wedding.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. So what's up with you?
Oh, you know, just here trying to, find out the facts about the virus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's scary. A lot of stuff's being canceled.
Well, I think a lot of stuff is, you know, mitigated by the
media
and people are doing stuff that's fear-based rather than fact-based,
right?
And that's where the problem comes in. But we shall make it through this trial as we've made it through 100% of every other trial.
So exactly,
everything's figure outable.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And then maybe we get to keep Jen here longer.
I'm sure she would like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, never know.
Nice to see you too, Lenny.
Aye.
So talk to us about your brain mapping.
Well, my brain mapping was phenomenal. I mean, you know, for me to see, you know, the damage that had been done originally on my baseline map that I didn't realize I had from, you know, years of sports, contact hockey and so on at a high level. You know, I just thought it was sort of normal things that I was dealing with lack of attention, you know, focus, headaches, that sort of stuff. And you could see it immediately, you know, when I was brain mapped, and you could see those things calm down, you know, instantly when I put the technology on. And I was, you know, we have different products now. At the time, we just had socks and insoles when I got my baseline, so I was tested in the sock. But the amazing thing was is that you could see, you know, hot spots in my brain that were described to me as damaged areas, mm-hmm. that were you know, repairable through neuroplasticity and so on, and you know, I was invited to come back after 8 months time, which was actually 9 months time, and was retested again on the same products, on the same socks, and yes, they did last 9 months, but it was the same socks, and saw absolutely no indication of any concussion.
Wow!
Wow!
Which was really, really surprising to me. But you know, I said to the doctor, Dr. DeBrinket, who was doing the brain mapping on me, that I felt over the last couple of months, last 3 months, prior to going into my second mapping, I felt, you know, a sense of calm. I felt like I was dealing with things better. I felt really like I could stay on point better.
Uh-huh.
And I said these were just feelings that I was feeling as a person by wearing this tech. I felt I didn't have as much anger, and I didn't react to things. You know, I was one of those guys that used to get really upset if somebody cut me off in traffic, and you know, I was gonna, you know, I felt better if I screamed my head off at them and looked like a fool. You know, now it was, you know, somebody cut me off or did something, you know, I was like, have a nice day.
Yeah.
Enjoy your day. Good to see you.
Have a delicious day.
Exactly. And so what he said to me is, well, we'll see. So this is what I described to him first without seeing my map. And he just said to me, well, we'll see. And so what was really amazing to me as being part of a case study was to see that any of those hot spots that were in my brain didn't appear on my second mapping after 8 months. So it really, really proved to me, you know, and of course I'm sure to him, that the accumulative value of wearing this tech on a day-to-day basis and allowing our body to be in the best position, neurologically speaking, to heal itself was incredible to me. And so knowing that, I won't go a day without it.
Yep.
I do not go a day without wearing this technology because I know that what it's doing and what it's allowing my body to operate at an optimal level. And I think that's very important right now with this whole coronavirus thing because, mm-hmm. you know, your immune system, you know, starts with neurology.
Right.
And having a healthy neurology allows your body to function at an optimal level. So therefore, you know, it just makes sense to me that my immune system is going to be the best it can be. And anything I'm doing to improve that, whether it's vitamin D3 with K2, you know, whether it's, you know, taking a probiotic, whatever, my body's going to be able to uptake it better and faster. So I'm just thrilled that I know about, you know, this technology and what it's done for me.
And I think what's so cool about the brain mapping is you see the results mm-hmm. in front of your eyes. You can see the results. So because many times you just start taking care of yourself a little better or whatever, and you say, I'm feeling better, but I like seeing numbers.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when I get on the scale, I want to see it. Or if I'm at the gym, I want to do so many reps or whatever.
I don't want to.
Oh, exactly.
But yeah, so that makes me happy. I don't know if that's just my personality or what it is, but.
Yeah.
Well, what I can really see, ladies, happening with this company is I can see them coming out with an app that will be able to measure this.
Mm-hmm.
Phone.
You have your other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you want to put it on somebody, you can map them. You know, I believe if you can think it, you can build it. And I know that they're thinking that way. And so that's going to be exciting to be able to, you know, be able to show although it may be, you know, not to the detail that QEEG would be,
right?
But to be able to show somebody an instant change, because the thing is with neurology, although we, you know, elicit a response within 7 seconds to put the brainstem into homeostasis, you don't necessarily always feel the results other than autonomically.
Right. And
what I mean by that is your balance, your range of motion, those functions you can feel immediately. But if your body then is in the best position to deal with the symptoms of whatever, you know, that may take time. It's like a renovation. It might get messy before it gets beautiful again. and so I think that's really exciting for where we're going, and to be part of, you know, this whole neurology phenomena with vibral tactile stimulation. I think it's a wonderful thing.
And Linda,
I think we're all blessed to have this technology.
You said you like numbers. So part of the study that Terry was in, after 8 months, 36% improvement in the brain homeostasis is what the average was.
On average.
36.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take anything that's helping me. Well, thanks so much for calling in, Terry. I really appreciate it. Hope to see you again. So I'll be up in Canada in July. So
I can't wait to see you all for sure. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. Have a delicious day.
Okay. Thanks, ladies.
Thanks, Terry.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Thank you.
And now it's time to hear from our wonderful sponsors. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
It means happens when you hear those horns. It's time to get your paper and pen because Lynn has good stuff to tell you, but you don't have nothing to tell us this week, huh?
I don't. Everything's canceled, so.
Yeah, Lynn usually gives us all our events of everything that's going on, but unfortunately everything has been canceled, but not our show.
No.
Not our show. There is one event coming up April 14th. I'm going to be doing the Dementia Dance at Arden Courts in Seminole, but that may be canceled too. I don't know yet. This is stuff as we're looking forward and seeing. But what's really good is there's no coronavirus in your computer, and you can go to iTunes, or you can go to YouTube, or you can go wherever you want and hear the show. We recently had some guys that become binge watchers. They binge watch the show on YouTube.
That's the great thing, but is you can go back and watch past shows too.
Yeah, folks, so. Well, you know what somebody says to me is, that was a great show, but it had nothing to do with me. And then 3 weeks later, they're like, that show has something to do with me now. Mm-hmm. Or my sister needs to hear that show because she doesn't really get what I'm going through. She doesn't really understand. So she can just like send her the link to listen to the show. So that's good stuff. Mm-hmm. That makes me really happy. So what are your last words for our listeners, Kathy? Where can they find you?
Well, they can find us on the website, which is krbmovemanagement.com, or email us at info@krbmovemanagement.com. And I would like to say to caregivers, we're here to support, encourage, help. And
hold your hand.
And hold your hand. We know that moving can be trying. It's no fun when you're downsizing, agonizing. When you can't hang on to what you got, you look around and you got a lot. We can help streamline the process. We sort, we pack, unpack, and organize.
Ooh, ooh, oh my.
Wow. Yeah. Love it. Good now job. For my medley.
Okay, girls, what's your song?
Yeah. No.
I've got a voice made for TV, I was saying.
So if someone's interested in being brain mapped, how do they find you? How do they do that?
Well, one of the things I did want to mention is we do ship these systems all over the country. So with the coronavirus, of course, and people are concerned about taking their loved ones who are vulnerable out into the community, we can send you this system if you're interested training at home for a month-long program we have. So you can find out more about that at thegoodnewsdoctor.com, which is Dr. Mark DeBrinkett's site. You can email us at drdebrinkett@gmail.com. And we also have the Facebook page, Dr. Right. DeBrinkett. So you can reach out through us on Messenger there also.
Does insurance cover any of this?
Some.
Okay.
I know California right now has made progress in that area. We are cash pay, and then you would have to bill your
what
insurance.
What does it run around?
For an in-home 30-day therapy, plus the mapping. It just kind of depends, but $3,000 to $4,000, depending on how many maps, your supplements, your training protocols, and stuff like that. So.
Right. But if somebody just wanted to come in, just wanted to be mapped and nothing else.
Well, I'll go out on a limb and say if they mention your show, we'll give them a discount. Normally, Dr. Mark charges $500. I'm sure he'll be fine with me saying
$300. And if he's not, it's on
you,
Dr. Mark.
So.
Thank you, Dr. Mark. We'll love to have you on the show again.
But that's for local, local, where I can come to you and do it, not ship it to you. Yeah. So I can offer that locally because it does.
All right, Jen, what's the last word you want our girls to our listeners here today?
Well, I am so excited. So when we first started with Vox, we were known as the SOC people or SOC and Insole, but we are truly a neurotech company. Later this month, we are releasing a couple of new technologies targeting different things. So
that's good.
I'm very excited.
I love this. I love every time they come out with something new because then I find somebody else I can help with it.
Exactly.
That's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you, caregivers, I'm so glad that you tuned in today. I know how important your time is, that you don't have a lot of time always to be just hanging around listening to the radio. But we hope you learned something today. We hope you had a few laughs. I want you to remember that God loves you all the time and have a delicious day.
104.3.
Listen.